Electric cars are more and more common on the roads these days, but do you ever wonder where do they all charge up? Well, the Arizona Corporation Commission is making moves to ensure there are places for them to plug in, and they're looking at how the utility companies that they regulate can play a part. Court Rich is senior partner with the Renewable Energy Department for Rose Law Group, and he represents companies in the electric vehicle industry. I spoke with him recently more about this and what exactly the Corporation Commission is aiming to do here.
What the Corporation Commission did is it took steps to really try and make sure that Arizonans have access to electric vehicle charging facilities. And they told the utilities that the utilities have to come back to the Corporation Commission with a plan. Basically, how are we going to get more electric vehicle charging facilities out there? Who's going to pay for it? How are we going to develop these? How are we going to work with the private sector and with our customers to make sure that they start adopting this stuff?
How does this work in other states? Like, who does generally foot the bill? Do the electronic vehicle companies sort of pay to put the stations in place and then the utilities come and provide the power?
Yeah, so the benefit of electric vehicle adoption is it's a benefit to more than just the folks with the electric vehicles. If more people have electric vehicles and use a lot more electricity for charging their vehicles and they use it at the right time of day, then it can actually lower the price of energy for all customers, which is really the sweet spot that I think the commission is trying to get to. And so, for example, if we have people charging in the middle of the day when there's a lot of solar energy, or if we have people charging at hours that are off peak, then, you know, the energy companies, the utilities have a chance to sell more power and sell it at the right times. And then they get to lower the cost of electricity for everybody. So it really works out great for everyone under the right scenario.
Is it generally one of the electronic vehicle companies that will be the ones to pay for the charging station, or then is this a shared cost?
So there's a couple parts of it. There's the infrastructure that is put in, they call it make ready infrastructure, which is sort of the electrical infrastructure in the ground. And oftentimes the utilities will own that infrastructure. And then from there, the charging companies or the electric vehicle, the companies, the manufacturers will then own the actual charging stations themselves, mm-hmm. You know, the plug you put into your car. But what this does, this thing that the Corporation Commission passed does, is it lets the utilities propose plans on a pilot basis to kind of own all of it, or to work with the private sector to mix who owns it, just to get more of it out there right now when we really need it. There's no doubt that electric vehicles are going to be growing exponentially in Arizona and all over the country. And so it now is absolutely the time to make sure people have those charging facilities when they're driving their cars around.
People in the tech world are applauding this, saying that this is going to help our state lead the way in terms of a renewable energy future. How do you think this plays into that? Like, and is it enough?
Yeah, well, here's what's great. I mean, Arizona already is on the map for electric vehicles. We have in Pinal County, Nikola is an electric semi-truck manufacturer is moving there. Lucid, which is another automobile electric vehicle manufacturer, is moving to Pinal County. And so with the center of gravity with these manufacturers, and now with a plan in place to try to spur the adoption of these charging stations, it really does put Arizona in a position to try to, you know, to do really good things in this industry. One of the really important things that they did in this is that they also sent a very clear message and said, we're not going to regulate people that own these electric vehicle charging stations as if they're utilities. There was some uncertainty about whether or not, if I own a charging station and people pull up and they plug into my station, whether or not I'd have to be just like a utility and be regulated by the Corporation Commission and have my prices set by the Corporation Commission and that kind of thing. Mm-hmm. And they sent a very clear message that the state of Arizona is not gonna, you know, expand government and start regulating this new industry in a new way. And so that should spur a lot of development in this area.
All right. Court Rich is senior partner with the Renewable Energy Department for Rose Law Group. Court, thank you for joining us.
Yeah, thank you very much.